Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast ever.
The Dynamic Diamond Duo.
Okay, can you promise me to never do that again?
To never do what again? Oh, the Dynamic Diamond Duo secret handshake?
Yeah, it's very cringe.
It is cringe, I agree. And it's not very, we're not putting this in, right?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. I love how you ask me, does this get put in or does it get taken out? And I just tell you what I want.
Well, I can't argue with you.
And you don't really have a choice.
I can't argue with you. You don't let me argue with you, or you'll go running out the door like a baby screaming, going, well, I'm not doing it if that's the case.
Yeah.
So I've given up. I don't know if you've noticed, but I never tell you what to do anymore. Don't care. Can't care.
We're on episode 87 today.
Of the Global...
You don't even know our podcast name?
I don't know. There's
87 episodes later?
Like, you know...
We are the Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Podcast.
We are the Dynamic Diamond Duo.
That is
right. What else are we? We are the world's most beautiful diamonds. Most beautiful. And you know, we're heading down a path right now. You're going to see our branding on this. We've... now officially hired the web developers, the copywriters. This is the first time we've hired anybody outside the business to do anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Not really.
Well, not really. I have to think about that.
Well, to do with marketing and advertising.
Yeah, because ever since the beginning of time, I would be doing everything.
Yes.
Right? And I still do everything. I produce all the videos. I produce the podcasts. I do the TikToks. The
I'm just the talent. Hey. Remember when you used to fight with me to be on camera?
No, I would never. I would fight with you to not be on camera.
That's what I mean. For you to be on camera, you would fight with me. And now you have people out of New York getting on and going, oh, you're a star and all this. And the people from Ranchero Cucamonga, like we just sold a diamond engagement ring or a diamond ring to Ranchero Cucamonga. And they were talking about you. And
what did they say again?
They mistakenly thought you were funnier than me.
No.
Yeah, that's what they said. They thought you were the funny one.
Well, I am the funny one.
And clearly they haven't seen enough of our videos.
Okay, so, that's quite rude.
Is that rude?
We're on the same team here.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
There is a me in team, though.
So disappointing.
Anyway, here we are at episode 87, and thank you guys for tuning in. And look, I am talking again this week because I listened to the absolute most boring podcast in my life this morning, produced by Rappaport, where they have this fellow who does their podcasts. And if you Google Rappaport, look, they're big in the industry. But unfortunately, Martin, who you've heard us talk about before, who is the king of natural diamonds and hates millennials because of the fact that they don't like natural fancy colored diamonds. And you're going to talk more about this today, I know, about why, what motivates the millennials and the Gen Zs, and it's not what they think. But here's the thing is, look, we've said this forever. There is no conclusive way for some jeweler in any jewelry store to be able to measure and tell the difference between yours or a mine diamond or a lab-grown diamond.
With 100% accuracy.
Conclusively. And so I'm listening to this interview this morning, and the guy kind of, it was an awkward moment in the interview, because they don't want you to know this stuff. They do not want you to know. And if you recall, even when we spoke to the GIA last year, they told us for them. Pardon me?
At the JCK Gem Show.
At the JCK, which is coming up again soon.
Are we going?
Yeah, we're going. Yes. We have to. I thought about it this morning. We have to go. Anyway, so this is the biggest gem show in the world, or in this part of the world. There's the Hong Kong Gem Show, which I've spent my whole life going to, which is my favorite, which is as big for sure. And what was I talking about?
I don't remember.
Bring me back to the, because this is a big one. Lab grown. Oh, so the equipment. They're talking about
at
the
fact. At least one of us is listening.
That, like the, you know, I saw some BS piece in an article the other day where they were talking about how there's now 400 to 500 different testers. None of them work. And I don't believe that there's that many. And even the GIA and the biggest laboratories in the world will tell you that they even they have to use more than one tester at a time to be anywhere near conclusive. And believe me, their testers don't cost $100 over a counter.
Yeah, I was going to say, these machines cost, you know, upwards of
tens of thousands of dollars, right?
And they're not quite accessible to every jeweler out there either.
It's frightening what's going on in the industry. And, you know, I had this week as well, the company out of India. Now, contact me. I sent this to you, didn't I? The string to sell me GIA certified as natural.
Oh my God, yeah.
GIA certified as natural CVD grown diamonds.
So they are actually, in fact, laboratory created diamonds sold as natural diamonds.
And could care less if they get caught.
Because they're just here for the profit.
And so at first I was quite shocked because I do have lots of companies that contact us all the time because I am TikTok famous and really becoming, I'm a micro influencer now.
Oh, you got it. Good job.
Hey, our Instagram grows every week. You know, we started off a few months ago.
Okay, let's go back to what we're talking
about. We're 12,000. What were we talking about?
Natural diamonds. Fake natural diamonds. So basically, lab
this time.
Yeah, because I think it's a very interesting topic.
Okay, go ahead then.
No, you go ahead.
So we got contacted from India where they're willing to sell us diamonds that have GIA certificates that are laser inscribed, but that are CVD and openly trying to sell them to us. And so I messaged back and I said, like counterfeit? And the guy goes, yes. Counterfeit. They don't even care if they're caught. It's not like counterfeiting money. No one's going to do anything. And so the risk is for you. The risk is you're going to end up with a mined diamond. And we've warned about this already, that isn't a mined diamond. And look, I want to extrapolate. Can I rant on a little bit more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I was talking to the lovely Sierra who works with us, and we were talking about what's going on in the industry. And, you know, the by far the largest part of the diamond industry, the mining industry, is industrial diamonds. And I believe the numbers are 80 to 85% of what comes out of the ground are not good enough for gem quality. And they go into
machinery.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sandpaper, drills, that sort of thing. So it's so interesting to me because what we're dealing with right now is the fact that a lot of the revenue to keep the mines open for diamond mining is industrial. And trust me, they don't need that anymore. They can make them in labs for a fraction. And so the other pressure that's being put on the mined diamond industry right now is the fact, and look, if you want to mine diamond, we're pro-choice. We don't get into that. We just want you to know the facts, okay? And so how are they going to bring back the mined diamond industry without mega marketing, especially where they can't even assure you that your diamond's out of a mine?
Right.
Like, this is complicated
stuff.
You know, and I think back to this question about, I'm hogging the show again, right?
It's fine. You're passionate. It's
okay. So, but I think back to the question that people in the industry kept saying, well, you know, why weren't they more prepared? I think that De Beers was prepared, and I think what they were prepared for is the fact that the lab-grown diamond industry is going to prevail in the war, and that mined diamonds are going to become dodo birds, strictly, for lack of a better way to say it. I take no joy in this. I grew up, I spent my years, my mentor was a site dealer for De Beers, Edward Greisbert, who really was passionate about them even as rocks. I mean, Uncle Eddie'd be rolling sobbing over in his grave right now if he knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. The fact that they've been in the pipeline for decades and no one could tell the difference.
Yeah, and De Beers is the biggest player in both lab-grown and mined diamonds.
That's exactly right. And so look, don't shoot the messenger. That's a good one, right?
We should do a TikTok on that too.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger.
We're just here to provide the facts.
Yeah, we're just here to provide you guys with facts to entertain a little bit because I'm funny. I'm the funny one. Okay, that I feel bad that people think you're funnier than me.
Okay, well, what am I good for then?
Well, you're kind of pretty. Some guys think. Not.
What do you mean kind of?
Oh, should we talk about your new move?
No. No.
Because that's evolved a lot since we first started.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, so.
I would
remember the days you couldn't get a date?
That's not true. I could get dates. I just couldn't keep them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, maybe you tried too hard. I don't know.
No, because I would be the one to do the dumping.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Anyways.
And I prayed for you, and look what happened.
Yeah. Do you wish you were me? Do you wish you had a nice relationship?
No.
Yeah, it was obviously a joke.
Huh? No.
Anyways,
but I'm very
can we
happy
move on?
For you.
Can we move on?
Yes, we can move on. Where were we? What else do you have? What's happening with Hollywood? Here's one.
Oh my God, your favorite Jennifer Lawrence.
The nude pictures were up there and they're gone now.
Unfortunately for
someone
you, right?
Someone hacked that Jennifer Lawrence. If you guys, I think it would be, did we find anything on Google anymore?
I didn't look it up because I don't care that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because why were we? So she's in
I know
the
you'll
diamond.
Be doing some research later.
Okay. No, I did it before when they came up. Okay. I'm really not that creepy, though. I did it because I have had teenage children at the time.
Anyways, an article came out yesterday by Yahoo Finance talking about the reason why millennials and Gen Zs are opting for laboratory-created diamonds. And the CEO of Pandora talked about the two reasons people choose a product is one for the design. And similarly, we talk about beauty.
Right.
So I think the two kind of go hand in hand. And two, the value proposition, so price. And so he talks about the fact that the reason Gen Zers and millennials pick lab-grown diamonds isn't necessarily for the environmental aspects of it, but more so the financial aspect of it and the ability to get a larger stone, a better quality stone for a fraction of the price is kind of what drives these consumers to purchase these lab diamonds. And then obviously the environmental factors are, I guess you could call it a cherry on top. Right? So it's really interesting.
That's quite good, the environmental
factors. Yeah, it's interesting.
And the ethical factors as well.
He goes, you know, Gen Zers don't walk into a store and go, oh, show me your most sustainable products. No, they're looking for the best value in their diamond. And yes, the environmental aspect is obviously a bonus, but that's not the driving force.
You know, it's interesting because...
And then the reason we talked about Jennifer Lawrence was because... Large celebrities like Selena Gomez, Jennifer Lawrence are seen, you know, on the red carpet rocking these gorgeous diamond pieces that are from a lab. And they're clearly not doing it to save a buck. You know, Jennifer Lawrence has an estimated net worth of, what, $160 million? She's not rocking a lab.
She could have a shot at me. Can you?
She's obviously not doing it
to
save a buck.
She could be my relationship.
You're so disappointing.
And disturbed.
And disturbed.
Yeah, okay.
No, disturbing.
disappointing and disturbing. Got it. I'm not going to say the obvious.
So yeah, that's my Hollywood blip.
That's a big one, right? The fact that they're out there rocking these things. And, you know, you have what we've talked about, I think. Since the get-go, since we started
the get-go,
since we started talking, look, I don't know, given what's going on in the industry, and I had a bit of epiphany this morning talking to the lovely Sierra about, I don't know.
Oh, look at her smiling over there.
How the, we'll get her on here at some point. I know she doesn't want to.
I know, she's shaking her head.
She doesn't want to. How how the mine diamond industry can survive this. I mean, if I was someone out there right now going out to buy a diamond, I mean, do you assume it's lab grown? Like, how do you approach that? Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because the podcast I listen to, they report to the jewelry and diamond industry. They're not going to be a podcast. I mean, you can look for it on YouTube. It's a Rappaport Diamond Report, Diamond Podcast. And they had these two guys from a big lab talking about this. I mean, we had confirmed this last year with the GIA. But the fact that even they need, with all their expertise and the gemologist on staff, they need two machines and still... it's kind of a best guess. Mm-hmm. And so if I was a consumer out there, I would kind of have to think, I kind of have to assume there's a chance my diamond is laboratory created and counterfeit. I mean, it's pervasive. The whole reason for this podcast was because it's so pervasive now.
And even more so with the smaller, you know, in a diamond engagement ring, how lots of rings have diamonds on the shoulders, the Melly diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they talked about that and how high the percentages are.
Yeah.
They can test them, but do you test? Do you take time to, you know, multiply the price of a small diamond like that by 100 to test it? Mm-hmm. And even then, it's not conclusive. And look, we're here to report, Judy said it, the facts. These are the facts. You know, I still have my $5,000 US bet me on anything. No, I have no takers, you know, and we have a lot of jewelers that follow us and we really appreciate it. And are getting their facts directly from us because that's what we deal in. We don't have time for any of the industry information asymmetry or the absolute bullshit that a lot of these jewelers are spewing. Look, they can't tell the difference, but we can. And because we're the broker that sources direct, I have personal relationships with some of the biggest mines in the world. You know, none of your diamonds, if you saw our post last week, will be vacuumed off the bottom of the ocean. That one's really got me.
Yeah.
Right? That one really got me. And so so as we move forward, these are issues that are going to keep raising their head. And it's unfortunate, I think, for all my friends in and I have a lot of them over four decades in the industry who are in the lab, are in the mine side of the industry, who are struggling. You know, I've had some very good friends, generational diamond families, who I was the first one to tell them to make the switch. Mm-hmm. You know, my good friend John, I don't need to use his last name. And he made the switch and now their company's doing okay again.
I started working for you when he was so
adamant.
Pro-mind and anti-lab.
Yeah.
And then he made the switch and it was interesting.
And we used to sit in his office and talk to him about it, right? Going, bro, you got to change.
Yeah.
I mean, and so look, the technology's getting better. The opportunity, it's unfortunate. And I'll say one more thing. How many clients my age in their 40s and older?
Did you just say my age 40s?
In their 40s.
Okay.
Why is that funny, Judy? I thought you were the funny one here.
It's
anyway, who I'm older than 40.
Yeah, you don't say.
I'm 50. Anyway, who are mature, who know the business, I would think that how many orders do we get from clients like this who are my age?
I would say majority of
Right?
Majority of our clients right now are...
Other than the engagement ring market, but the, you know, coming back to get another diamond. She wants a bigger...
Or diamond earrings.
Educated, informed professionals spending a lot of money and going with lab grown.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not even a conversation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I worry. I think it's sad. I hate to see the demise of the mined diamond industry happening so dramatically. Again, today we had the numbers come out that, you know, there's been a drop again. They were optimistic after Christmas, and I don't know how much you could trust the industry numbers, pardon me, but if they're saying that they went up in January and then dropped in February when there's Valentine's Day in February and lots of reasons for the numbers to be up, it's got to be a bone-crushing juggernaut for that industry. Mm-hmm. You like that one?
That was good.
Hey?
That was good.
I heard that the other day, and I thought that's must be what...
Copycat.
You're not used to that, right? Because I'm usually original.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. I mean, weren't you talking about something else to me this morning?
No.
No, it was... You're pretty sure?
No, I'm positive. Like 110%.
Because your memory's a little bit better than mine.
Hey, actually, yeah, it is.
Especially since you sobered up a bit. It's been a lot. I've noticed.
You don't need to bring that up here.
But these are all things we've been doing this 87 episodes. We used to talk about your, you know, your consumption.
It's 2024. I'm a new me.
You're so much prettier. Her face isn't as... Well, it's as obnoxious as it's ever been for...
Okay.
Is this time to go now?
Yeah. We're ending this.
This is your cue.
We're ending this.
Are we ending? Okay. It's over?
Yeah, you're done talking, right?
Okay, whatever. You're the boss.
Okay. All right.
So, take care, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.